What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 8 of Dynamic Discussions. My name is Dylan Eckes. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out to all of you who have listened to the show, subscribed to the show, shared it, given reviews. I appreciate every single one of you. Listen, guys, this podcast is meant to give you tips and tricks and hacks and ideas that you can apply to your everyday life. Some of these ideas, some of these tips and tricks are going to be from guests. Some of them are going to be things I've learned and researched, whether that's through books or podcasts or audiobooks or simply talking to successful people in any aspect of life. Today, I want to talk about the top five things that I've learned in my life that you can apply to your life when it comes to starting something new. And for me, and my backstory, I used to be a personal trainer. And I lost a passion for being a personal trainer. I've always had a passion for fitness, and I thought that would be my passion forever in regards to helping people. But I didn't feel like I was making a significant change in people's lives. I started becoming a personal trainer and working as a personal trainer through the rise of social media. And social media quickly turned fitness into a trend rather than a lifestyle. And I didn't like that so much. I had a different mindset back then. I was a little bit more negative in my ways. And so I didn't see the positives of being a personal trainer. But regardless, I had lost my passion for it. And I did have a passion for helping people. And I also found myself in a situation where I was very poor. I was very broke. I was struggling financially. I was struggling to take my business to the next level. I needed a change in my life, and I decided to get into finance. And number one, I got into finance to learn how to be financially successful. And number two, I got into finance because I didn't want people going through struggles that I went through. Even though mine were very minimal compared to some people out there, I didn't want anybody to struggle. And so when I go into a client meeting, that's the first thing that's on my mind. But getting back to Top 5 Fridays, in starting something new, it takes a lot of trials and tribulations. It takes a lot of struggle and adversity, and doubt will creep into your mind. And that's something I think everybody needs to be aware of. Because what ends up happening is people who have ideas or people who want to pursue their passion, they don't think they'll succeed. And they quit before they even beginning. And so what I decided to do is to write out the top five things that I've applied to my life and that I've learned through my experiences to help you get motivated to start your own process, to start your new journey, to start your working on your passion. And number five is simply just start. Take that first step. You know, if you're passionate about writing and you want to start a blog, the only way that you're going to be a successful blogger is if you get on a website and start typing. That's the only way. That's the only way you're going to be able to do it. If you want to lose weight, the only way to lose weight is by focusing on your diet, starting a new workout program. If you want to start saving money, the first thing you got to do is put $5 away, $10 away, $50, $100. Just put it away. Start saving. You have to start a process somewhere. It's not just going to happen. Success just isn't going to come overnight. It's going to take time and it's going to take effort. But most importantly, it's going to take you simply just starting the process, starting your new journey, starting your new career, starting your new diet. Number four is get comfortable being uncomfortable. Guys, you got to embrace the suck. Anything you start new, you're not going to be good at right away. There's a lot of people who dedicate time and effort to a lot of different things. And if you decide you want to get into writing, you're not going to be a New York Times bestseller overnight. It's just not going to happen. There are anomalies. I will say that as a disclaimer, as anything in life. But if you truly want to be successful and be successful long term, whether that's in your relationships, in your fitness, in your career, in your passion, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. For me, when I started bodybuilding, I was never in drama class. I was never in music class. I was never on stage in any facet in my life. I had never done public speaking, nothing. Nothing that involved me getting in front of a crowd. And that was the scariest moment of my life to that day, was getting on that stage and going through posing and flexing and going through a routine in as basically underwear in front of hundreds of people. It was terrifying, but I had to go through that uncomfortable stage to become a successful bodybuilder. So you have to embrace the suck. You have to be willing to, you know, go through some adversity and bite down on the mouthpiece and get through the tough shit in life. Number three is learn as you go. That's the best advice I can give anybody. Learn it on the job, you know, learn it out in the field. You know, if you're starting a new career as a, we'll go to our writing example. If you're starting your new career as a writer, the only way that you're going to figure out your niche, the only way that you're going to figure out what you like and don't like, the only way that you're going to figure out how you can relate to other people and how people can relate to you is by learning as you go. Apply it to your process as time goes on. Learn, figure out the things you like, learn about what people have interest in within your niche or what you're writing about, and apply it as you go. That's the only way that you're going to find yourself being successful, is by learning as you go. Number two, tell a friend and spread the word. It doesn't matter if I've been in business for a week or 25 years. I'm going to tell people what I'm passionate about. I'm going to tell people about my career. I'm going to tell people about my goals and my visions and my dreams. And guess what, guys? There's going to be a lot of people who doubt you. There's going to be a lot of people who don't believe in you. There's going to be a lot of people who think you're fucking crazy. Pardon my language, but it's the reality of it, guys. But what I can tell you is the only way that you're going to get noticed, the only way that you're going to get traction in your business, the only way that you're going to see and have the perception of yourself the way you see yourself is by spreading the word. And it may seem monotonous and annoying, but I'm going to tell you guys, when I got into finance, the marketing social media side, you know, it kicked in. And for those of you who don't know, I ran a very successful online personal training company in a very short period of time when social media was basically just starting. So for me, when I became a financial advisor, that social media marketing aspect of my mentality kicked in. And I can tell you right now, there was a lot of my friends who got very, very shitty with me. There was a lot of people who were annoyed at what I was posting. They couldn't believe I was starting a new career. They had no idea that I had, you know, any sort of interest or passion in it, because I hadn't made it, you know, I hadn't made it public until that moment. But it's, you know, three and a half years later, and I'm still pushing social media. I'm still getting the word out there. I'm still telling friends and family about what I do, because this is something I'm also passionate about. And I think that's something that people don't realize, is it's okay to talk about your passion. For me, I don't care what the subject matter is. If somebody's passionate about it, I love hearing them talk about it. I love seeing them work through their passion. And people really enjoy that. People think it's something that people don't see as often as people would like to see. And what I mean by that is, if you are watching somebody carve wood on YouTube and they're passionate about it, the way they talk about it, the way they do their work, the way they present their finished product, for me, that's more enjoyable and more entertaining. And that's somebody who I'd want to sit down with and talk to about, even though I have no idea about wood carving, you know. So for you guys, you have to understand that sometimes it can be annoying. Sometimes you're going to get shit on by your friends. People won't believe in you. People are going to think you're annoying, but spread the word, get the word out, and tell a friend. And number one, this is the number one piece of advice that I can give anybody in starting anything. It doesn't matter if it's drawing, writing, if it's going to the gym, starting bodybuilding, you know, starting a new career, your relationship. Patience is a virtue. Patience is key. Patience is what's going to set you apart from overnight success to long-term multi-generational wealth or success. That's, patience is the number one aspect of business. It's the number one aspect of relationships. It's the number one aspects in your fitness and your health. You have to be patient with your process. Be patient with the adversity. Be patient with the struggle. and keep going. Just make sure that you do the right things day in and day out. Learn as you go, apply it as you go, and be patient with the process. So let's recap on the top five things that I've learned in my life and my experiences that you can apply to yours in regards to starting your own journey. Number five, simply just start your process. Number four, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Number three, learn as you go. Number two, tell a friend and spread the word. And number one, be patient. Today's episode is a little bit shorter than I'd like it to be, but I want the content to be quick, easy, digestible, especially when I'm doing the podcast solo. I want to make sure that you guys are enjoying it, you guys aren't bored, and there's something that you can take away from it. I have some guests lined up for the next few weeks. I'm really excited about it. Again, if you like the show, if you enjoy the show, share it social media, share it on your Facebook, Instagram. Make sure to leave a review and like, share, and subscribe. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.